You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A state funeral was held today in the town of Ascoli Piceno for some of the victims of an earthquake that devastated three Italian towns earlier this week, killing at least 290 people. The Requiem Mass was celebrated by Bishop Giovanni d'Ercole in a community gym where 35 caskets were laid out. Christopher Wells has the story.
Weeping relatives hugged each other and reached out to touch the simple wooden coffins at a state funeral held on Saturday for some of the 290 people killed in the earthquake earlier this week. Among the 35 coffins laid out in a sports hall were small caskets holding the bodies of an 18-month-old baby and a 9-year-old girl, two of the 21 children who are known to have died when the quake hit central Italy early on Wednesday morning. Do not be afraid to bewail your suffering. We have seen so much suffering.
Non perdete il coraggio.
But I ask you not to lose your courage, Bishop Giovanni d'Ercole said in a homily in the hall, which was packed with grieving families and the nation's top politicians.
Solo insieme noi potremo ricostruire le nostre case.
Only together can we rebuild our houses and churches. Above all, together we can give life back to our communities, the bishop said, speaking in front of a dusty crucifix salvaged from one of the dozens of churches devastated by the quake.
L'eterno riposo dona loro, Signore, e splenda ad essi la luce perpetua. Riposino in pace. Amen.
Even as the Requiem Mass was being held, rescuers continued to search through the rubble of the worst-hit town, Amatrice, although they acknowledged they had little hope of finding any more survivors from Italy's worst earthquake in 7 years. 9 more bodies were recovered from the town on Saturday, including 3 that were pulled overnight from the crumpled Hotel Roma, bringing the death toll in Amatrice alone to 230 residents and tourists. I'm Christopher Wells.